11th parak of Ksuvos Mishnah Beis. The Aman is entitled to be fed by the Yajam, as said before, and at times if they don't have cash, they're going to have to sell property in order to pay the mezainis. So Amana, Beiman and Eretz and Beiman assume whether her husband died after the Eretz and before the Chuppah or after the Chuppah, Mecher Shalom Bebezin. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that she could sell the property of the Yerusha even without a Bezin. Now, the Maisa, the Gemara says that's not the case. About you need three people to evaluate the value of the Karka, but you don't need a Bezin Mumchin. You don't need a special Bezin. Any three people that understand and value the Karka good enough. If she already went through the Chuppah with her husband, then Chanami, when she sells for Mezainis, she does not have to go to Bezin Mumchin. If her husband died only after the Eresin, before the Chuppah, Leitimke El Bezin, Ipnei She'en LeMezainis. Such a case, she doesn't have Mezainis. So basically, what she's selling money for, she didn't have Mezainis. So they're selling to collect the Ksuvah. So he's saying, Chol She'en LeMezainis, Leitimke El Bezin. The leniency that Chazal said you don't have to look for a special Bezin is because she needs to be fed. So she's going to have to look every time for a chosh of a bezin, she's going to starve. So, in respect to the chiyuv mezainis feeding her, she doesn't need a bezin minchum. Any three people that assess the value of the property are good enough. But if she's only collecting the ksuva, that she really has to go through the full process of going to bezin minchum, and they will assess the property and sell it.